The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslacha v'arvacha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim Daf Tet. Today's Daf is being studied. Le'edin Nishmat Avram ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenechenu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. L'fu'ash Shelema, Shelomo ben Miriam, Yosef ben Sarah, V'Sarah bet Rachel, Enna Refan Rahim, Haim ben Adel, Enna Refan Adahem, Enna Refan Adahem, Enna Refan Adahem, Fata Nefesh, Fata Guf, Fatam Kerabad Abo, V'chen Yerason, Amen. Amen. We begin today's daf on daf tet amud rishon, and we start right on top of the amud at the new mishnah. The mishnah begins kenedre reshaim neder, or actually read it nadar benazir ubekorban ubeshivua. Now we're talking about over here a person. The language of the vow that he used was, "I'm making a vow kenedre reshaim." Like the vows of the Rishaim. That was the terminology he used. So it says, if he made such a vow regarding Nizirut, regarding Korban, or a Shivu'ah that he made on himself, so in these cases over here, the Shivu'ah, or the Neder, or the Nizirut is Hal. Now what is this talking about over here? A guy makes a Shivu'ah, Kenidre, Rishaim. So look at the Ram. Hachmat nitin nameh perushadi yadoti. Okay, so obvious, we're not talking about explicit languages. We're talking about over languages that are vague languages. So, jadot, handles of nedarim. Mefarshinam begibara dachi kamar. Deim amar kenidre reshaim hareni. So you have to add the word in hareni. I am. Vayan nazir over lefanav. And at the time he said it, there was a nazir walking by him. Harehu nazir. That's already enough of a yad to make him a nazir. Vechen im amar kenidre reshaim alai, or he added the word alai, hayav korban. So that's a language where he obligates himself to bring a korban. Umistabran ame, nedavka kishaita behema munachat lefanav. Again, when there was an animal in front of him, and he said this vague terminology. Vechen ame, imamar kenidre reshaim hemenu. He threw in the word hemen, which means shelo ochal. I'm not going to eat. והיה כיכר מונח לפניו, הרי הוא בשבועה שלא יוכלנו. הוא מחייב בכל הנה כי אמר כנדרי רשעים. When he uses that terminology, כנדרי רשעים, it's hal. Why? שהרי הרשעים דרכם לידור בכל אלו. ומפני שאין ראוי לעשות כן, כערי לו נדרי רשעים. שהרי רשעים הם לאותו דבר, כנראה בעיניי. Ran explains that we're talking about over here that really you're not supposed to make nedarim and shivuot and nizirut and things like that. These guys over here, when it comes to these things, they do it. So they're considered the sha'im legabe these items. We're not talking about the sha'im that don't fulfill the Torah and the mitzvot. Legabe these three things, which normal tzaddikim do not usually vow themselves on these situations, but the sha'im, or somebody that does, is considered a rasha for this item. He's bad. The gabe these things. Which is, this is a weakness. He makes vows like this. So therefore, if a person says kenedre reshaim, that I want this to be like the vows of reshaim, since they do make vows on these items, so the vow is going to be hal. Comes the mishnah, continues kenedre kesherim lo amar klum. But if you said the same situation, kenedre kesherim, like the vows of kesherim, since kesherim do not vow on these items, nizirut, shivuot, isurim, so therefore it's not going to be hal. Let's read the Ram. Kenedre kesherim, afagav de'amar hareni, even though let's say he used the lashon, kenedre reshaim hareni, and a nazir walked by, alai, or there was a korban in front of him, and he said, that what kenedre kesherim alai, hemenu, or used lashon hemenu for the gabe shivuah, v'ayan nazir o behema. Okay, kalifanav lo amar klum. Why? Share ena kesherim nodrim. Shein reshaim nasor. They don't make vows. V'adin nameim amar kindabat reshaim alai. Well, let's say a person made a different language. He said like the nidaba. Nidaba is like a donation. Like the Nidavav is Shamar, no Amar Kelum Nefishen, Nesha'im Notvim. Because the Rasha doesn't make any donations. Shimim Notvim, Enam Nesha'im Notodavav. Akidim Tosefta. Fine. Now the Mishnah concludes and says, Kindebotam Neder Benazir or Bekorban. But if a person says, Lashon, Nidbat Kesherim, Hareni, that would make him a Nazir. And if he would say, Nidbat Kesherim Alai, that would obligate him a Korban. What is Nidbat? So look at the Ran again. Kinidbotam Neder, or Nadar, he made a Neder using the Lashon Nidava, Benazir Bekorban. Share, Hakesherim Metnadimim Bekorban Benazirut. They do, donate or voluntarily accept upon themselves to bring korbanot and nizinut. Hilka ki amar areni v'aya nazir oveh lefanav. If he said areni, nazir was walking by him, areu nazir. V'ki amar alehu b'imam unah lefanav. Havelek omer areu korban nedava avad b'shmua. Lo me'ayem afilu kikar munah lefanav amar hemenu. Shelo okal. Which means, even if he said nidbat kesherim hemenu, and the kikar was in front of him, nefi she'en ha'keshim nishma'im le'olam. When it comes to Shavuot, Keshrim don't make Shavuot at all. Now, Falgav, even though we learned above on yesterday's daf, Delizeruzen Avshai Unishmarim, Levar Mitzvah, we said yesterday that what? They do make Shavuot to Tzadikim. In order to Mizarez them to do Mitzvot, Haish Shavuot Lomkli Nidaba. That's not called the Shavuot Nidaba. Why Shari Kevarim Mehoyavim Nekayim Ita Mitzvah? They're obligated to do the mitzvah anyway, so that's not called the nidavah. So therefore, basically, we're discussing the shonot over here. If a guy comes along and says, let's just review the points of the Mishnah. The first pshat is the Dere Sha'im. So since the Sha'im do make nizirut on themselves, and they obligate themselves to be korban, and they make shivuot, so he says, I'm making a nidavah like the Sha'im, it's hal. It's considered a yad, and if that's it, the nazir walks by him, or you have the kikar in front of him, or the kawaz in front of him, it's hal. But if you say that same language, can drink a shirim, if he says, hareni, or alai, or himenu, it's nothing. Because the kishrim do not make such nedarim on themselves. However, if he says kenidbotam of the kesherim, since the kesherim do, let's say, donate korbanot, if he says kenidbotam shel kesherim alai, he'll be obligated to bring the korban. Or if he says kenidbat hareni, so that would be like hal, because sometimes, like we'll see in the Gemara, it's possible that a tzaddik will accept upon himself a nizirut, bitur nedaba, but not bitur neder. Now, we have to understand, what do you mean? What's a nizirut as a neder or nedaba? Could you bring a nizirut as a nedaba? So it's a little hard to understand. I understand by a korban, there's a distinction between a neder and a nedaba. Neder means he's obligated to bring a korban, nafkamina. If this korban, let's say, gets lost, he's obligated to bring another one. And that's why the tzaddikim don't like to bring the darim, because it's on the person, and therefore they might forget, or they become anus, and it might happen, they're going to be liable. The nedava is not so risky, because the nedava is saying, I'm bringing this animal. If something happens to this animal, you're off the hook. Okay, so nedavot a little more safer for the tzaddikim, but the tzaddikim don't like to put themselves in a bind where they're going to be obligated to neder. I understand that again by korban. I understand by shivua also. Shivua they're not even going to make as a neder, because they don't want to say Hashem's name in the shivua, and shivua is hamura. But I don't understand the neder of nezirut. He's saying by nezirut they won't make a neder of nezirut. But what? They'll make a nedava. What is that? The nedava nezirut. How does that work exactly? So the Ran comes along and says like this. Vika lemedak hare nedava ena ela beomer hare zu veneder bare alai. Good. So I understand that's chenuk by korban. The chenuk says leta ela ben nedarim the korbanot. Ava ben nezirut my neder umay nedava sheikhibe hare eno ela beinyan ehad. Which is a nazir is a nazir. You cannot accept upon yourself a nedavan nizirut or a neder. It's the same thing. Once you're a nazir, you're a nazir. Which I understand why korbanot is a haluk between neder and nedavah. But what's the pshat in nizirut? So the Ran gives a novel interpretation in the way he understands neder and nedavah. V'nereh be'anai de neder perushot davar she'eno ba legamri b'nedvat alev. Anything that's not coming wholeheartedly is called a neder. Uma v'nedaba pirusho ma she'adam noder yoter b'nedbat nafsho v'shemaasav yoter ritzuim. When a person is more, giving from his heart to the item and is more pure, we'll say, in his intent, that type of item is called a nedava. U'mishemachem the neder hu are alai. Right, when a person says are alai lefi she'enu mitnadev legamri kevan shelo frisho achshav, which means when a guy, let's say, says I like to bring a korban, it's not the best time because he didn't designate anything yet.
Didn't do it yet.
So therefore, it's not wholeheartedly, because when a person makes a neder, I'm going to bring one. I'm obligated to bring one. Yeah. So that's considered neder because it's not wholehearted because he didn't
do it yet.
He didn't do it yet. This is it. Lefishim neder do yoter atzui vechevan shezehu pirusham shel neder v'nedaba af penazir. I can use this application by nazir also. Af apish ena neder shenizut ela benyan ehad misha kavenas shelo ritzuya yoter karui nizirutu nedaba. There's an intent that goes on when a person accepts a nizirut. As we're going to see in the Gemara, that there's a certain nizirut that a person accepts upon himself with such pure intent, that type of nizirut we're going to call nedaba. Masha'ika, when a person accepts upon himself a nizirut with, let's say, not such a pure intent, that we'd call a nedru. Mishira ritzuya kol kach, karu neder. Varashayim, kishenudrim ben nazir, en kavanatam ritzuya legamri. When the Rishayim accept upon them nizirut, there's ulterior motives. Avala kishenim, mitok shekavanatam shelema, ritzuya ve'en ben nizirutam shum nednud avera, karu nizirutam nedaba. Like when I see the story on the Amud Bet of Shimon HaTzadik. So therefore, according to this, we review. If a guy comes along and says, I'm accepting upon myself the nidaba of the tzadikim, which means he's accepting upon himself a type of nizirut with the same wholeheartedness and the same purity of heart like the tzadikim, then there is going to be hal, as well as a korban. Which means, what's Pshat Korban? When he says Harezu, that's already wholehearted. Already you're designating the Korban for sacrifice. Mashiach, when he says Kenidre Kishirim, Kenidre Kishirim by Korban means, he just said Hare Alai. And that's not the Tzadikim don't do that. For a few reasons. Number one, you're not going to do that because it's on you. The Tzadikim don't like to make the Darim. Because if they don't end up doing it, they're Hayav. So it's a problem. And also, the Anyan Nizirut, because the tzaddikim do not make nizirut b'anyan neder, which means they either do it wholeheartedly or they don't do it. So therefore, such an item is not going to be hal. Comes the Gemara and begins. V'dilma hachi kamar. Maybe the Mishnah means as follows. Kinidre resha'im lo nadarna. Mm-hmm. Which means you're coming along and saying that Kedre Shaim is like a positive thing, where he's accepting upon himself, let's say, a certain item. But maybe he's coming along and saying that Kedre Shaim, like the Nedarim of Reshaim, lo nadarna, which means I don't want my Nedar to be like the Nedarim of the Reshaim. And therefore, there's no Isur at all. Who said he's osering the Korban on himself? Who's osering Nizirut? Maybe when he says Kedre Shaim, maybe I don't want to be like the Rishayim. Look at the Gemara says, "V'dimaki kamag kenedre Rishayim lo nadarna," because he didn't say neder, he didn't say lashon neder. He just said kenedre Rishayim alai. So that's a yad she'enu mochiach, which means we don't even know what he's talking about. And therefore, if you're going to say that it's not mochiach, so it could be it's nothing. Maybe it's not hal at all. Amar Shimuel. Now, if you remember, Shimuel was the one that said that Yashenu Mochiach is nothing. So he says, Shimuel says, no, Be'omer Kedre Rishayim Ha'a. He added those words, which means he didn't just say Kedre Rishayim like Amishnah said. We thought a guy just Kedre Rishayim. What does that mean, Kedre Rishayim? Maybe he said Kedre Rishayim. I don't want to accept upon myself. So maybe it's not a yad. Maybe it's zero. Maybe it's not a yisun beklal. So he goes, no. He added words. Be'omer Kedre Rishayim Ha'reni. That's the case where, let's say, there was a Nazir walking by him. Alay, where there was a Qurban in front of him. Vehemenu. And where there was a Hemenu, where he's, let's say, making a Shivua. Hareni bin Zirut, Alay be Qurban, Hemenu bishmua. Okay, so now already, once already he's adding those words, those are the key words of this Mishnah. He's adding the Yad words, which are Alay. Hareni Hemenu, that already makes the yad that you know he's accepting upon himself something beisur. So the Gemara says Hareni Nizirut. Good. When it comes to Nazir, he's saying
Nidre Reshaim Hareni. Who said Dilma Hareni Betanit? Maybe it means Hareni. He didn't say what. Maybe Hareni is Betanit. How do you know what the Hareni is coming to accept upon himself? So Gemara says Dilma Hareni Betanit Kamar. Amar Shmuel Keshaya Nazir Oved Nefanav. Ah, the case is talking about where it's not a Yad Sheino Mochiyah. Because if he just said Hareni, we know Shmuel holds Yad Sheino Mochiyah is nothing. So he said, no, he did a couple of things there. He said, Kedidre Reshaim Hareni. And Nazir was walking by. Oh, not already. It's a Mochiyah. Similarly, the Gemara says, Hemenu Mishmu'ah. The guy comes along and says, "Kenidre reshaim hemenu." I mean, from this item, "Dilma hemenu dachil nakamar." Maybe he's talking about where he's making a shivua that he's going to eat the item. How do you know it means that he's not going to eat the item? Amar Ava deamar hemenu shelo ochal. No, he said it clearly. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean?" Iyache may lememra. So then what's the Hadush? That's not even a Yarani. That's Mokhiyah. That's a statement. It's explicit. Hemenu shelo ochal. What's the Gemara discussing it? Ma'o detema halom mapik shivu'a mepumeh kamash ma'alan hadin. Which means that you might have thought that, why? He didn't say the word shivu'a. So the Hadush is that the word hemenu is already considered like he's making a shivu'a against the item. Let's read the Rans now. So the case of the Mishnah is talking about, all the Gemara did over here is clarify more details of the case of the Mishnah. The case is not where you just said the Dere Shaim. The Dere Shaim is nothing. So you have to say the Dere Shaim, let's say, Hareni. And what? That's not enough either. Hareni what? Maybe Hareni Bita'anit. No, it is a Nazir Shove Lefanav. So it comes around and says, Ba'afidu Ache, Daf Ka Kiyama Ki Kamar Ki Nidre Reshaim Hareni. Amal. Let's say the Nazir was walking by and he just said Hareni. Lo amar kelum delodami leomer ehe. Even though we learn him a second kedushin that if a guy is sitting down and a Nazir walks by him and he says ehe, I will be, he becomes a Nazir. So why is Hareni less than eh? Da'abi le Nazir kishen Nazir ovel lefanav mishum de ehe lishna me'elia umehane. אבל הרני, אליו דאמר, כדירי לשם עליי, לא משמע דאמר, מדיקת בשור רבותיי. So the Rav brings from his rabbis that wants to make a chiluk between the Lashon Hareni, which is a weak language. There you have to support it with Kenidre Nishayim Hareni. But if a person just says, Ehe, it's considered enough. Then the Rav argues and says, Ve'eno nir'e be'enai. De Hareni lo gara me'ehe. He said, what's the difference? Guy says, Hareni or Ehe. It's the same thing. Ela matnitin mishum da'ata lashmina diyama kedere kesherim Hareni afilu benazir ove lefanav lo ma'ani nakat nesha kedere nesha'im. Aval hine chename dechos shmar Hareni bilchud v'ya nazir ove lefanav hare ze nazir. Which means, Tehran saying a tremendous hadush. Really, if a guy would just say Hareni alone, it's like Ehe, he's a nazir. Oh, so what is the... Why does the Mishnah say Kedre Reshaim Hareni? So the Hadush is over, not in Kedre Reshaim. You don't even have to say Kedre Reshaim Hareni. If it would be enough just to say Hareni, the Hadush is in the Sefa. If a guy would say Kedre Kesherim Hareni, it's nothing. The Hadush in the Hareni is in the Sefa. So in the Resha, you don't even have to say Kedre Reshaim. If a guy just sings and says Hareni, it's tofes. It's like Ehe. So what did you say, Kedre Nesha'im? I got the Sefa, the Hadush was, that even if you said Hareni, but because you said Kedre Kesherim, messes you up, because Kesherim do not make vowels. So then, that's the Hadush of the Mishnah. So it comes out, we have, even if a Nazir was walking by him, so then we have a fantastic look at the Ram and his rabbis. She's the rabbis of the Ram, want to say, there's a difference between Hareni and Ehe. Guy says Ehe, it's tofes. Hareni is a weak language. And if you have to throw in, Kenedre Nisha'im, Hareni and Nazir got me walking by him. The Ram says, no. Ehe and Hareni is the same exact thing. And if technically the guy just says Hareni and the guy's walking by, it's not. It's like Ehe, it's like it's a Nizirut. So why did the Mishnah say you have to say Kenedre Nisha'im? Because the Mishnah was really teaching not a Hadush in the Resha. The Hadush was in the Sefa. When you say Kedre Kesherim, even if you said Hareni, it's nothing. Because the Kesherim do not make, same thing, because Kesherim do not make these type of Nidarim. Vidil ma hemenu dachin la kamar.
How do you know when a guy comes along and says Nedarim Shalaim Himenu? Who taught that he's forbidding himself to eat the bread? Maybe he's saying he's going to eat it. So therefore, that language would fall to a category of yadayim that are not mochichot. That's not en yadayim. So I could Shmuel come along and say, well, he said himenu, himenu, himenu. What? You going to eat? Maybe you're not going to eat. How do you know what it means? The difference yadayim shen mochichot. So Gemara says that what? That the Erech Rabbi, the Deen is where he said shelo ochal. So the Gemara says shelo ochal. That's beferush. So then you might have thought that you didn't say the word shivuah bepumeh. Kamashmalan, I didn't know what. Even though you didn't say it, it's still considered lashon of a shivuah. Mishnah continues. Kenedre kesherim lo amar kelum. If a person said like the nedarim of these, like the kesherim makes, just the kesherim do not make nedarim. They don't make vows. They don't make nizirut and they don't make shivuot. So therefore, it's nothing. Kinidbotam neder. But if you say like the nedavot of the kisherim, it's hal, not by shivua, because they never make a shivua. But it's hal gabe nizirut and gabe a korban. So it comes to Gemara and says, man, tanad shani leben neder ndaba. Who's the author of the Mishnah that obviously makes a difference by the kisherim between a neder and a nedaba, which means the tzaddikim or the kisherim will make a neder in a nedaba form, which is they will make certain types of. Who's that opinion? Says Lema Lo Rabbi Meir Velo Rabbi Yehuda. It's neither opinion, not Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Meir. Now let's review first outside to understand what we're going to be discussing now, to understand the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. There's a pesukim in Kohelet. The pasuk says Tov Asher Lo Tidor Mishitidor Velo Teshalem, which simply means better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not keep it. Now, obviously, that sounds pashut. But there's another pasuk that comes right before it. The pasuk right before it says, "Et asher tidor shalem." Whatever vows you make, keep them. So now we have basically three statements there. "Et asher tidor shalem." Next pasuk, "Tov shelo tidor." And then the last part of the pasuk says, Mishitidor velo teshalem. So we have a fantastic machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir trying to understand what Shlomo HaMelech was trying to teach us over here. So we start. Netanya, Tov asher lo tidor. Tov mizeh umizeh she'enu noder kol ikar. Which means like this. According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir understands that the pesukim are connected. Et asher tidor shalem. You make a vow, keep it. But you know what? Tov shelo tidor. Better you don't make vows and keep them, which means don't make any vows bichlal. Which means it's even better not to vow than to vow and keep it. Is that what it's in the beginning of the pasuk? Et asher tidor shalem. You made a vow, fulfill it. But you know what? Tov shelo tidor. That what I just told you, dude, that's not the best thing. Yeah. The best thing is, don't make any vows. Now let's read the Rashi to understand that. Ran. Tov mizeh umizeh she'enu noder kol ikar. Minoder umishalem. Uminoder ve'enu mishalem dele'el. Mehay kera ketiv. Et asher tidor shalem. The first pasuk says what? That whatever vow you're going to make, fulfill. Ubatar achei ketiv tov asher lo tidor. Kelomar. Shuyotir tov minoder umishalem. It's better not to vow than to vow and keep the chiv the elmi de. The kayev ta'amal lemitan. It's giving a reason. You know why? Mishitidor velo teshalem. Kelomar shema teshkach velo teshalem. Lefichach tova shelo tidor klal. Which means, we're reading the pesukim like this now, according to the Rabbi Meir. Et asher tidor shalem. Listen, if a guy makes a vow, got to fulfill it. But you know what? Tova shelo tidor. Don't do it. You know why don't do it? Because mishitidor velo teshalem. We're worried about a guy that's going to make a neder and end up what? Not keeping it. Now, continue the Ran. Mashma, Lan. Hashtag Deloshani ben Neder Lindaba. We is Mashma Tov Shelo Tidor. Any type of Neder. Not Bitur Neder, not Bitur Nedaba. Deilola Ashmina Krad de Tom Mikulan or the Mishnah. Which means he's coming to tell you the best thing is don't make any Nedarim.
Even Nedaba.
Even Nedaba. The ilo lashmina krad de tov mikulan nodev. Because then the pasuk should have told us the best thing is to be nodev, Which is, why are you telling me that, give me the best level. Ella must be, there's no best level. There's no, even no dev u'mishalem. No dev u'mishalem also is not good. So the Rabbi Meir says, there's no difference between guy making a neder and a nedabah. Don't do it. Therefore the Mishnah cannot be a Rabbi Meir Mishnah. Because the Amishnah is saying, what? If a guy comes along and says, "Can you botam shil tzaddikim?" It's hal, because the Hakamim, the tzaddikim make the davot. Now let's see the way the Biyuda learns. Kabbalah says, the Biyuda omer, tov mizeh umizeh. You know what the best item is? Noder umishalem. He's learning like this, that the best item is etashit dor shalem. That's the best thing. Make the darim and keep them. Now let's stop right there. That means the tzaddikim will make the darim.
Even the darim.
Therefore, that cannot be Amishnah. Because he's saying, Etashir Tidnor Shalim. Which means, make Nidari. And, oh, that's the best thing. And then, what does the Ran say? Noder Umisham is the best thing. Make a Nidari and keep it. Vedarishlu Nekrai Hachi. Etashir Tidnor Shalim. Vezoi Midah Mishubahat. That's the best item. Aval. If it's a choice between making a neder and not keeping it, better don't make the neder than to make a neder and not keep it. Now you say it's obvious, of course. So he says, "V'chita ma'pshita." Haki ka'amar. Lo tesavur shemishat nedrecha ata mosif zechut. Maybe you'll think of, just by making, there's a zechut in making the neder itself. Va'akach im shakachta o ne'enasta lo efsata tzikarecha. And listen, if you forget, you became anus, at least you'll get reward for accepting upon yourself the neder. She'enochen. She'en ha'sakar b'sha'at ha'neder. Ela b'sha'at ha'tashlumin. The payout for nedarim is not on the neder. It's that you fulfill it. And therefore the pasuk is saying like this according to Yehuda. Et asher nadarta shalem. That's the best item. Make nedarim and keep them. And therefore the tzaddikim make nedarim. So now the question is like this. What's the next pasuk saying? Tov shilot tidur. Better, you know what? Second level. If you're going to make the nedarim, keep them. But if you're not going to keep the nedarim, better not to make them at all. The answer is pshita, of course. Because you might have thought, what does it cost me? Let me make a neder. And if I forget or something happens, at least I get reward for making the neder. He says, no, the rewards are not in the neder. The reward is in the fulfillment. But what do you see from over here? According to the Biyuda, Kishirim make nedarim, even nedarim. So who's the Mishnah going like that? Makes a chinuch between nedarim and nedavot. So Gemara says, Afilutema Rabbi Meir. I could say it's even going like Rabbi Meir. Ki kamar Rabbi Meir beneder. Which means, I can come along and tell you like this. The Pasuk said, Tov shelo tidor. It's talking about nedarim. But when it comes to nedabot, nedabot is very good to make. Which means, Rabbi Meir only was discussing, don't make nedarim. That's the best item. Tov shelo tidor is the highest level. But he didn't say, Tov shelo nedov. Adaba, nedavot, make. So I'm expecting to be going like, Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, "Va'aketani." But what does it mean? We learned in our Mishnah. Kinidbotam nadar. If a person, let's say, makes a neder, like the tzaddikim, which is between nedava, benazir ubekorban tani, which means the language of the Mishnah is kinidbotam nadar.
Neder.
Now that's lashon neder. But you told me that the tzaddikim, they don't make nedarim. So that word nadar in the Mishnah doesn't fit. Now you could have asked this question in the Mishnah itself.
Right.
But okay, we waited until once we've decided who the author of the Mishnah is, so now we're going back. So Gemara says, Teni Nadav Benazir Ubekurban. Good. So change the word from nadar to nadav, which means a person donated the Kurban, which Tzaddikim will do that, or a person donated his Nazirut, which according to the Ram, we understand, no, he did it with pure intent. Yes. Okay, so just change the lashon of the Mishnah from nadar to nadav. Good. Comes Gemara and says, "My shena noder delo." What's the reason why tzaddikim do not make nedarim? Dilma ate balide tekala. That might come to the tekala, which means it's on them. If they don't bring the korban or they don't do the item, they're liable. Hey, listen, a person makes a nedavah, I'm bringing this Qurban to the Beit HaMikdash.
might what? Might something might happen, and he might not bring the korban. Which means, even though he said harezu, the Ran says dilma pashal ma'achel la'avi yoter shlosh legalim. Once a person makes an edabah, you remember you have the shlosh legalim rule. Lo ta'achel, the clock starts ticking, and therefore, why do you say also that the tzaddikim should be concerned about themselves? That they're going to say that this is a korban, the edabah, right? And they should be worried. You know what? Don't get involved. Maybe something's going to happen. You're going to be poor shaya. You're going to forget this, that. All of a sudden, the galim pass, and you didn't do it. So why aren't they worried about that situation? So the Gemara says, because when we talk about the Nidret Tzaddikim, the Nidavot of the Tzaddikim by Korban, we're talking about where they do it like Hillel HaZaken. Now, what was Hillel HaZaken's practice? Netanya, Amru al Hillel HaZaken, Shalom Ma'al Adam Be'olato Kol Yamav, which means, it was impossible to ever make Mi'ilah, to personally use a Korban that was consecrated by Hillel. You know why? Because he brings the actual animal to the Azara of the Beit HaMikdash, and when it's in the Azara, Umakdisha. Only when it's right at the gates of the Beit HaMikdash does he say, this animal over here I'm bringing as a Nedava, it's Kodesh. So it's there already, he's there. V'somech aleh, he makes simicha on the animal's head, he puts his hands on the head like the halakha says, v'shochata, and he slaughters it. So that's what it means, the nidre tzaddikim, the nidbot of the tzaddikim. They can never come to Baal Ta'achir, because they're doing it immediately in the Beit HaMikdash. Now when it says, cholin la'azara, the Ran says, of course, it doesn't mean he brings the actual unconsecrated animal to the azara. That's asur. He brings it close to the azara, so he's right there. He says, areze kodesh, bingo, puts simicha, he's right in. So that's what talking about the dre of the tzaddikim. Comes the Gemara and says, "Hani ha nedaba de korbanot, nedaba de nezirut, ma'ikale memar." Like the Ran told us on Amud Rishon. Now the Gemara is asking the question: what is the pshat? You can make a nedaba by nezirut. Nezirut is one thing. You're a nazir, you're not a nazir. It's no tahiluk between neder or nedaba by a nazir. Yeah, which means what's the look at Kolban. He'ach kishirim mitnadibim nezirut va'it lehu lemechash dilma ateli de takala. Which means, why don't they suspect that they're going to come to a takala, which means, right? Which means you're telling me that you answered the Korban issue. Nedaba is fine. What's pshat nedaba? I'm right there in the Beit HaMikdash. No takala. Okay, but by nezirut, you say they do make nedaba by nezirut. I want your hoshesh, they're going to come to takala, like you said. They might be able to drink wine. They might become tameh, something like that. So the Gemara says, Savar la kishim'on atzaddik. We're talking about over here specific types of nezirut. Like this famous story of Shimon HaTzaddik, who's the Kohen Gadol in the Beit HaMikdash. What was the case? Netanya, Amar Shimon HaTzaddik, Miyamai, Lo Achalti Asham Nazir Tameh, Ela Echad. Now what's Asham Nazir Tameh? Do you know that a Nazir, after his Nazirut has been Korban Asham, but the law says, let's say he becomes Tameh in the interim of his Nazirut, so he has to bring what's called an Asham. It's Asham Tameh. Because he was Tameh. And then he has to start his Nezirut all over again. So Shimon HaTzaddik was the Kohen Gadol, he said, in my life, I never ate from a Korban of a Nazir Tameh, except for one case. Shimon HaTzaddik held that most of the people that accept upon themselves Nezirut, they're doing it for ulterior motives, they don't have the right intentions, and therefore he held that could be the Korban is not a Korban, it's Hulin La'azarat, they're bringing non-consecrated Korban to the Beit HaMikdash, like we'll see. So he was cautious. But he says, one time I let myself eat from the Korban of a Nazir. What was the case? Pamachat ba'adam echad Nazir min ad-darom. He was a Nazir, he came from the southern part of Israel. V'ra'itiv shu yafeh inayi v'tov ro'i. I saw he's very handsome. Tov ro'i has good look. V'kivusotav sidurot lo taltalim. And he had the curls. His hairs were, you know, nice locks and curls in his hair. Which was a very handsome guy. Nice hair, nice look. Amati lo. He says, so I told him. Shimon HaTzaddik is saying, Bini, maraita lashchit et se'arecha zeh adna'eh. What did you accept upon yourself to destroy this beautiful hair? Which means Nizirut, he has to shave. What are you doing? You're such a handsome guy. Why did you accept upon yourself this? Amali. So he said to me, Ro'eh ha'iti le'abba bi'iri. So I was a shepherd for my father in the city.
הלכתי למלות מים מן המעיין.
So I went to draw water from the well.
ונסתכלתי בבואה שלי.
I saw the reflection of myself in the water.
ובחז עליי יסנים.
היסה came very hurriedly against me.
וביקש לתורדני מן העולם.
He tried to remove me from this world, which means the יצרה showed me my beauty. He said, you can make all these averot, you're a handsome man. And therefore the Yetzirah started to work on me in order that I should go make averot. He wanted to take me away from the world.
Amarti lo rasha.
So I told the Yetzirah, rasha,
lama atam mitkaim be'olam she'eno shelcha.
Which means, what are you being arrogant in a world that doesn't belong to you? This is not your world.
Bimishu atin liyot lima v'tole'a.
And who are you being mitkaim? On a body that eventually is going to become food for the worms and the maggots. And then he's talking about himself. He said, what do you mean? He didn't let himself become gay. He said, what am I? I'm going to be in the end. Is there room for gav? I should be gav. He's talking to himself. He's talking to his yetzirah, which is himself. So he says, ha'avodah, he made a swear.
Sha'galhacha
l'shamayim. I swore at that moment, I'm becoming a nazir. I'm cutting this hair off and giving it to God. Which means the Nizidu was accepted with such a purity of heart in order to overcome his Yetzirah.
Miyad, Shemona Tzadik says, Amadi v'neshaktiv al rosho.
He says, I got up and I kissed the Nazir on his forehead.
Amadi lo,
Beni kamocha yirbu nozre Nizidut b'Yisrael. Which means, like you, there should be Nozre Nizirut b'Yisrael.
Alecha katuv omer, on you it is said, Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lahashem.
Which is, this is a inyan of a nizirut lahashem. Let's read the lines of it to get the clarity of the case. First white line in the line,
Upachaz
yitzli alai. Mihar, mid yitzra hurriedly went against him. Lashon pa'az kamai. Ubikesh shetordeni min ha'olam. ללך אחרי מראות עיניי, to go after my eyes, to go after my יצרה.
נזיר להזיר להשם שנזרתי לשם שמיים.
So therefore, you see that what? It's possible that a nazir, like the story of the Hillel Hazaken, when it comes to korbanot, there are certain nazirim that accept upon themselves a nazir לשם שמיים, and we're not worried that they're going to come to make an isur. Why? Because we're talking about a case like this. Where the person's whole purpose of making the nizirut was in order to break the yetzalala. Therefore, you're right. That's what it means. When a guy makes a nidaba, that I'm going to be a nazir like a tzaddikim, it means
for the right reasons.
For the right reasons, like this case over here. So the Gemara says, "Matkif la Rabbi Mane, Maishena Asham Nazir Tameh." Right, he's giving a case over here. Asham Nazir Tameh. What was the case? The guy became Tameh in the middle of his nizirut. Now he has to be a korban asham. So he says, I never would eat from an asham nazir tameh. Only this case. So he says, "Delo achal de'ate al chet kol ashamot namel lo lichol de'al chet atu." Which means any asham he shouldn't have eaten from, because what any asham is coming because of sin. That he says, "Mishum de'ate al chet shenitma." Which means this case over here. By a nazir, why do you have to be the korban asham? Because he sinned, he became tameh. Mm-hmm. So he didn't eat from the, he didn't eat from any nazir that became tameh. Why? Because asham is coming because of sin. So why only asham nazir? Any asham that anybody should bring, someone thinks should refrain from eating because it's coming because of sin. So Gemara comes along and says, "Amalei Rabbi Yona, hainu ta'ama." The explanation is like this: Kishen tohin nozrin. וכשהן מטמאין ורבין עליהם ימי נזירות מתחרטים בהם ונמסיעו מביאים חולין לעזרה. Case like this. When a guy's not לשם שמיים, what happens? He commits עבירה, let's say, whatever, he has a reason. He regrets it. He says, you know what? That's it. I'm not doing any more עבירות. I'm accepting upon myself נזירות. Good. He's excited. Accept upon נזירות. And what happens? He gets טמא in the middle of נזירות. Now already the נזירות is coming a hassle for him. Because now already he has to start the count all over again. So what does the guy who's not the Shem Shalom usually say? You know what? I wish I didn't make the Nizirut in the first place. Now when he's bringing the Asham,
this could be chodin la'azara, because if he regrets on his original nezirut, so therefore this animal that he's bringing might not be sanctified as a qurban, and therefore it's considered he's bringing chodin la'azara. So therefore he says, I never would eat from an asham tameh, because I was concerned that maybe there's such guys that become tameh and they regret, which is if it's coming straight, okay, the guy's willing to be 30 days in Azir. But once he becomes tameh, now already becomes a burden on the guy, another 30 days, oh, what do I do over here? So look at Tehran. Tehran says, Keshen tohin nuzlin. Keshen mitharitin al ma'aseh mara'im. And the guy does ba'averot, let's say. He says, you know, I feel better, I'm going to become a nazir. V'rabi ma'alem yimei nizrut. Shemitakadal lo nitkabar el 30 yom. Initially, he said, 30 days is fine. Bivin chodin da'azara. Now he says here, lav dafka. It's really not chodin da'azara. Why? Shekozeman shlo et tiran hacham nizirutan kayemet. Which is, they didn't make katana nedarim over here. They didn't uproot the neder of the zirut l'mafleya v'kormonotem choma alem. Ela ke'en chodin kama. He meant, it's like chodin, why? Shemetok she'en kamenatan nutsuya, which is, they really don't want to be a nazir anymore. Av kormonotem enam nutsuyim. Ava behak kavra shemam nadarom. But this kind of came from the south. Leka lemehash lache. Why? Shekeman shaita kavratom kol kach nutsuya b'tchila. This guy over here had such a commitment at the time of his nezirut, even though he became tameh, Shimon HaTzadik says he still said he didn't regret anything, and therefore I have no problem to eat. So comes the Gemara and says one more question. Afilu nazir tahor nameh. Why are you only telling me nazir tameh?
All the other ones.
Shimon HaTzadik shouldn't be eating even from a nazir tahor. She says no. Nazir tahor lod. לא, דה עמודי עמיד נפשה, או נפשה, ליכול לדור.
No regret.
Yeah. For 30 days, he can commit himself. So he wasn't worried about a Nazir Tahor, even though he was not, say, as righteous as this guy from the Darom, but a Nazir Tahor, he said, you know what? He made an Averot, he feels better as Averot. How to be a Nazir. Okay, good, so what are we worried about? I'm worried about that the guy is mitcharech. No, Nazir Tahor, when he's bringing the Korban, it's legitimate. For 30 days, he can hold himself and accept upon himself without regret. So Shimon HaTzadik was not worried about eating Asham Tahor. He was worried about the Asham Tameh guys that had to add days to the Nizirut, and once they started adding days, they said, I shouldn't have done it. Now, point out again, not that the Chas V'Shalom, the Korban is Chulin Na'azara. It's like Chulin Na'azara. I don't want to eat Korban off from people that are have motives. They're not Hashem Shamayim. So therefore, the case of the Mishnah that said, Kinidbot Kishirim by Nizirim, it's talking about like this guy over here, which means a guy says, I'm bringing, making a Nidarim like the Nidarim of the
so
Tzadikim.
So he has to have that in mind?
Because Tzadikim make Nidarim like that by Nizirut. Because that's a noble case. But otherwise, just the regular nizirut they don't want to make, because it's also scary. Maybe they're going to break the nizirut. So only if you're accepting upon yourself with the kavanah, the tzaddikim, which is totally Hashem Shalom, then the neder is going to be hal. And the same thing when it comes to nidbot korban. We're talking about where he's accepting it like Hillel Zakin, that he would bring the korban right to the Beit HaMikdash, so there's no chance that it's going to become Isu. So therefore, there's a difference between the Darim and the Dabot. We say the Mishnah is going Adibah to the Bimi'ir.